During that terrible winter, the first great snowfall on the 29th of December covered the ground 3 feet deep with snow. And from that time until the 13th of February, it snowed 19 times. I am Todd Eagleton, Registrar at the McLean County Museum of History.
And if you survived that winter, you are often referred to as a snowbird. So before we have our modern-day snowbirds in Bloomington Normal, we had the snowbirds of 1830-1831. I'm Bill Kemp, librarian and archivist, McLean County Museum of History.
Mr. Hodge was 50 miles away from home, and it took him 3 days to return.
William Henry Hodge was born in North Carolina in 1794. His father was English and his mother was Scotch-Irish, which was very typical for early settlers. He settles in Blooming Grove, a little over 6,000 acres of virgin timber south of downtown Bloomington, in 1824.
People suffered severely from want of food, and every old settler tells how he pounded corn in a pestle or ground it in a coffee mill and made it into hominy.
They had stores of corn, whether it was ear or shelled corn. The difficulty then was milling that corn, and that's something they had difficulty doing in their home. They would have to travel to one of the small milling operations.
And people did not attempt to travel except in the most urgent cases.
They created these very elaborate kind of homemade mortar and pestles. There's an example of somebody taking a log, laying it endwise, using a hand axe to create a mortar, if you will, reaching as far as he could with his hand and an axe, and then using fire to make even a deeper bowl. And then for the pestle, using a 3-foot-long stick with an iron wedge pounded into the end. So pounding corn, like a lot of things that came with being a pioneer, sounded easy. The practice, obviously, was much, much more difficult.
A man named Rock walked 16 miles on the snow to get a bushel and a half of corn and carried the precious burden home on a hand sled.
The population centers of McLean County in 1830-1831 were Blooming Grove, which is just south of present-day downtown Bloomington, and then you had a few scattered settlers along the Mackinac Timber, along the watercourse of the Mackinac River. Then you had a few settlers in Funk's Grove, which is south of Bloomington, and then Randolph's Grove, which is in the Hayworth area. So folks, before the establishment of McLean County, Christmas Day 1830, would have had to travel to Mackinac Town, Mackinac, to vote, get a marriage license, to do anything regarding political or civic duty.
The cattle bore the severity of the weather better than the hogs, the latter in many instances freezing to death. Many deer and other wild animals died of cold and starvation. They were easily caught, but were very poor. Mr. Rowan of Old Town managed the matter well. He caught several deer and penned them up and fattened them on corn.
Bloomington isn't even laid out until July of 1831.
Trees were cut by persons who stood on a crust of snow 4 feet from the ground. When the snow melted away, the stumps appeared 6 feet high.
Thomas Officer Rutledge was born in 1805. Unlike a lot of early settlers to McLean County, Rutledge is kind of the odd duck because he's born in Illinois. He's born in near present-day Charleston. He comes to McLean County in Randolph's Grove, think of present-day Hayworth, in 1824. He marries Cynthia, his wife, in 1829. There are Native Americans at the wedding ceremony. And Rutledge was actually a veteran of the Black Hawk War. He was part of the notorious or infamous Stillman's Run, the great retreat of Illinois militiamen in the face of an Indian attack. So he had quite a life.
The starving deer frequently came up to the house, driven almost crazy with hunger. Mrs. Rutledge picked up a maul and knocked a deer in the head and killed it right before her door. She could easily have killed others, but she said they appeared so pitiful that she had not the heart to do it. The deer could be caught anywhere, and they were found often frozen to death while standing.
He was also a wonderful storyteller. He talks about early circuit riders or ministers preaching to these scattered settlements in central Illinois. He once said, "The ministers of the gospel hunted us up and preached to what few there were. Therefore, we did not degenerate and turn into heathen." He could really turn a phrase. What is also of interest is, come late spring, when all that snowfall begins to melt, you had one climatological calamity follow another. Raging creeks and rivers, you had standing water, acres upon acres. You basically created lakes into the midsummer in much of McLean County. Farming was nearly impossible for most of that season because of the standing water. These were very tough folks. Thank you.